helping you in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Alex Stroth.
Brad Nortman just got out of vocal cord surgery. He'll be out for about 2.5 weeks. So Alex Stroth has introduced himself into the open of our show. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, no Brad Nortman, obviously. Alex Stroth running the show. UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776. Carbless Talk and Text Line lists is more. We're on YouTube to see our beautiful faces and my wonderful-looking shirt at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison, and download Listen Back on the ESPN Wisconsin app. Yesterday morning on Unsportsmanlike across ESPN Radio, you can hear it in the mornings on ESPN Wisconsin before Wildy and Tausch in Madison, Jen Gabe and Chewy in Milwaukee. Freddie Coleman, longtime ESPN radio host. I mean, like, this is pretty wild.
If he's healthy, he's the one quarterback in the NFC North that has the least amount of questions. Here's why I say that.
Ooh.
Caleb Williams has a new offensive coordinator in Ben Johnson, and reports out of the Chicago Bears camp that it has not been smooth sailing early on involving that. The Minnesota Vikings, J.J. McCarthy, is about to be the starting quarterback, has not taken an NFL snap in any game, preseason or regular season, and he's going to do that with a Justin Jefferson dealing with a hamstring injury, and he's not going to have Jordan Addison the first 3 games of regular season for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. Then you go to Detroit Lions and Jared Goff, another offensive coordinator that he's going to have, that he's going to not just start over, though it's still his offense. You still want to know what that's going to look like after Ben Johnson called plays, and he's not calling plays. Jordan Love has the offensive system in front of him that he's had now being a third year starting quarterback with Matt LaFleur in his offense. And Harry's right. If the receivers catch the football and not dropping on him, and he's not trying to hunt for the big bang play all the time, if he's healthy, we've seen what he's been able to do when he's healthy. And he's going to have the least amount of questions, which could be even better for him in 2025 compared to 2024.
So in the NFC North, it's pretty certain to all of us that Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson are going to have to figure stuff out.
100%.
J.J. McCarthy is going to have to figure out how to play in the NFL.
Listen, and the thing with J.J., he's going to be basically a rookie this year because he missed all last season, a redshirt injury year last year.
Now, he was a top 10 pick, so there are expectations that do come with that. Jared Goff or Jordan Love? Who do you have the least questions about?
Listen, y'all know I'm a homer, I'm a Packer backer, but it's clearly Jared Goff who I have the least questions about. Jared Goff last year was on a tear. He ripped it and did a great job last season. So I think it's interesting that somebody would think that Jordan Love has the least amount to worry about. Jordan Love has a lot to worry about. And listen, I am on the Love bandwagon, and I still do believe that he will be one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever put on a Green Bay Packers jersey. I think he will lead the Packers to a Super Bowl. But there's still a lot to be seen from Jordan Love in a sense of, let's see if he can put together a complete season. Year number one, we already know how that went. He, in the first 11 games, shaky. Last 8, he was amazing. Last season, he got hurt week 1, and so he never really found his rhythm, and it wasn't a great season. So, yes, do I think Jordan Love can be great? Yes, he can be great, but there are a lot more question marks about Jordan Love than Jared Goff. Jared Goff is who he is. You know what the floor is with Jared Goff exactly. So that's why when I look at Jared Goff, that's the one thing that, even though they have a new offensive coordinator, it having Jared Goff there brings a level of consistency for them where you're going to be okay with him commanding that offense. When you look at Jordan Love, he has a very high ceiling, but also we just have not seen the level of consistency throwing the football and decision-making for me not to walk into the season to not have any questions marks about the quarterback that I love in Jordan Love. So I think Freddie Coleman is way off when it comes to this one. It is Jared Goff and everybody else in this division when it comes to question marks and what people need to prove. Jordan Love still has a lot to prove.
Yeah, and I think there is change happening in Detroit, but there are a lot of the still same guys. And I think what Jared Goff's been able to do, they're not going to like, they may not be as great of a rushing team if they're changing the system a little bit with Ben Johnson, right? But they still have two of the best duo. They are the best duo in all of football in David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs.
100%.
And then Amon-Ra St. Brown is arguably a top five wide receiver in the NFL.
And Jameson Williams went for 1,000 yards last year.
They had 2 1,000-yard wide receivers, a really good tight end in Sam Laporta that we think Tucker Kraft can become. But when I look at just like the year over year, and I know that's not always fair because the next year is a different year, But last year in the 12 games, Jordan Love had a 63% completion percentage, 25 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. When you look at Goff's numbers, 8.6 yards an attempt, 37 touchdowns, and 12 interceptions. And he had 5 in one game, in a game that they won.
Yeah, if Jordan Love put up those numbers, we'd all be talking about how incredible he is.
Like, I mean, that's 10% difference in completion percentage, and despite all the drops that were mentioned in that clip, he wouldn't, and it's not natural to have every pass caught, but I bet from a number standpoint, if you took all the drop passes,
it still wouldn't be close.
I don't think it's going to be that 73%
completion
percentage.
I think the Packers had, 23 drops last year's team? Maybe more.
It was more. I think it was in around 30s.
It was up there, but that still doesn't make a difference when we're talking about overall completion percentage being as high as what Jared Goff was. And so when I look at that, Jared Goff, he's very, very consistent. You know what you're going to get from him, and he's extremely efficient. I want Jordan Love to be himself, but if he could take something from Jared Goff's game, it's definitely being more efficient with the football.
The one thing that I do like that Ron and the Key pointed out on the Carbless Talk and text line is when you're talking about not having questions, there was a lot of ifs from Freddie Coleman.
That is very true.
If that, if this, if that. If you're saying if, you're almost implying that you have a question if he can do it in the full season, right? We all are looking forward to seeing the third year because of what 2 years we've seen from Jordan Love. 2023, something that at the end of the season will be remembered forever as part of his career. Last year, injury-riddled, never was able to find a rhythm early on in the season. Some bad turnovers in his own end zone that, like, you're like, how do you make that decision? Injury had a part of it, but you still can't make those mistakes. When you think about everything he's had happen, you can think that he's going to put it all together, but you don't know. That's a question. We are questioning if in year three, if he's going to put together that full 17-game season that we're all looking for. That's a huge question.
I feel
Jared Goff
though.
Went to a Super Bowl, even though they didn't think he was good enough. He's been to a Super Bowl with the Rams and turned around the Detroit Lions franchise with Dan Campbell
pretty quickly.
So you know what he is. There's more question marks about Jordan Love. And I get the argument when you're saying if,
ain't no,
you're questioning yourself.
Yeah. If is not a certainty. So again, when I look at Jordan Love, one thing I will say is that he definitely has the most potential in my perspective because I haven't seen enough.
He's got more potential than Jared Goff, no doubt.
I think when you look at the whole division, I think he has more potential than any quarterback in this division, right? And again, Caleb Williams seems like he's going to be a good quarterback potentially, but when I look at the potential with the arm strength that he has and his ability to maneuver in the pocket, Jordan Love is a magician back there, and I really feel confident that Jordan Love is going to be able to put it together this season. So I feel really, really good about Jordan Love, but I will say this. He does not have the least amount of questions that goes to Jared Goff, and then it probably is my boy Jordan Love.
Strofe, any arguments?
No, I think the argument for Love is we've seen how bad Jared Goff could be in uncomfortable situations, and it likely will be one in Detroit this year, losing Ben Johnson. But when it comes to the weapons around him and the comfortability in the system, that's essentially remaining the same. It's just a different guy calling plays. The Lions will be fine. Jordan Love still has questions about consistency, but I still think, without a doubt, he'll be in the running for the best quarterback in the division. It's just a matter of if he's healthy, can he put it all together, and can some of those guys around him take that next step?
I'm going to need you to raise your chair up, because the way the computer's sitting, it's just nose up, and I can't see like if you're smiling, if you're frowning, if you're pouting.
I think I like me here, then.
Then I'll go higher. And then you'll probably go lower.
Can you take me higher?
Now I'm out of the YouTube shot. I think I got to lower my chair a little
bit. Your voice recovered so quickly, Strofe.
I've been coughing nonstop back here today, actually.
It makes me question if you were ever really sick.
We don't need to go down that road.
Again.
Market manager Greg Scalzo around the office
got after me today.
Is bullying Alex Strofe about his late night out at Pottawatomie till 6 a.m.
You should have just flashed that money in his face. Like, you know what?
I said I had a nice night and I gave him Nux at Pottawatomie. And he goes, great, I'm going to take the money away from the sick day you took.
No, he can't do that.
That's very illegal, I know.
He cannot do that. I got you. I mean, you're wrong. You're definitely wrong for that, but he can't do that.
I heard somebody in the office say yesterday, yeah, I'm taking a sick day next Friday. So at least I actually didn't feel well.
You are dry snitching.
Right?
Dry. Matter of fact, he snitched in that conversation,
too. You know what's
too.
Funny is you guys get at me Strofe will do anything to keep himself in the highest of lights.
Because he said that I know some other people who work from home who also had to deal with smoke. And Greg said, "Who?" And you said, I
didn't snitch.
You did. You said it was our home office teammates. We were there.
But Kyle's trying to think of a way to say something to make himself
look better.
But Kyle said in that conversation, he ain't snitching.
No, you're a snitch. What do you mean? You're dry snitching.
I don't know what that means.
Dry snitching means you don't say it, but you kind of put it out there so people know.
So they can investigate.
Yeah. Oh, I'm great at that. Yeah, I'm a great dry snitch.
You don't want to be great at that.
I'm good at it.
You just snitched on somebody taking a sick day next week.
Family favorite pizzas are on sale this week at Piggly Wiggly. That's August 6th through the 12th. So stock up on Palermo's Rising Crust and Ragu frozen pizzas. Two for $9. Yes, Strofe is a clown guy. Strofe is a clown snitch. I do like that one. Your family favorites, friendly in on your wallet, $2 for $9. It's friendly to your wallet, $2 for $9. $2 for $9, making dinner time easy. You know what was great? Is as I think about what I have to do today after the show, I gotta make food one more night, and then Frozen Pizza Friday falls right into my lap, and I have two Palermo's pizzas in the freezer for tomorrow night.
Can
so
I
find
tell you
what
a
all that screaming is about, and head on over to Piggly Wiggly for $2 for $9.
I'm gonna tell you a secret because I read that sheet so I know what's coming, and baby girl's out of town next week, so I know what I'm eating. They got a good deal coming up.
Oh, my gosh.
They got a good deal coming up. That
You're
barbecue chicken.
13th through the 19th.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But right now, Palermo's Rising Custom Ragu, $2 for $9 at Piggly Wiggly. Jason Wilde joins us next, and then I have something I've been so excited to do all day after Jason.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Craig Council bobblehead that was given away, and we, just did a nice, soliloquy? Is that the right word?
Yeah, like a montage?
Like a Virgil.
Vigil?
Vigil.
Virgil.
A vigil. We did a vigil.
Vigil.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving.
The Wolf of Wall Street was on the other day when I was flipping through channel. Great family film.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
I'm a naturally inquisitive person.
Holding everybody accountable.
If you feel better about that, I'm happy to do so.
Jason Wilde is on Kyle Brust and Norton.
We will have Jason Wilde momentarily on Kyle Brust and Norton across ESPN Wisconsin. Strofe was bragging about being a great dry snitcher. Jason on the Carbless Talking text line. Dry snitching is not a medal of honor, Strofe.
I didn't say it was a medal of honor.
Yeah, I'm great at it.
Accidentally, yeah. It's one of my accidental skills.
Ben Bruss-Cowell, no Brad Nortman.
You know you get beat up in a lot of places for it. And I know
He doesn't hang around places to get beat up.
I've never gotten stitches before, and I'd prefer to keep it that way.
Well, you should stop snitching because somebody in his workplace.
I don't snitch. I dry snitch.
Somebody who's taking a sick day next week may beat your behind if they find out you snitched.
Well, first off, the person that said they're taking a sick day next week, that's not my fault. They said that at work.
Well, you didn't have to repeat it for the whole world to hear.
Correct. Like, he just can't mind his own business.
Thank you. You don't mind. Yes, your problem. I mind my own business. I see everything happen. But
it's like every time you tell stories after work, like, hey, do you love life? Do you love life? Like, he just is in everyone's business. Jason Wilde joining us here on Kyle Brust.
That's a guy who loves life.
ESPN Wisconsin. Again, do not speak for him. Let him speak for himself. Welcome into the show, Jason.
Oh, what did I miss? Sorry to keep you waiting.
Strofe is bragging about being a great dry snitcher.
I don't know what that means.
Kyle?
It means you tattle on somebody without directly doing it. As in this example, Strofe said, yeah, you know, somebody told me they're planning a sick day next Friday because we got on him for taking a sick day. He said, oh, well, somebody's planning a sick day next Friday. At least I'm not them. That's called dry snitching.
Did he give the person? Did he tell you who it was?
Nope.
That would be snitching.
So
but he told this to somebody that might investigate it.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like indirectly snitching on somebody. Well,
Do dry snitchers still get stitches?
Yeah, they get real stitches.
Or no?
They get real stitches, too, if somebody gets in trouble. And I'm kind of actually hoping that this person who's taking a sick day
is tough and strong.
Yeah, and that they get in trouble, and then they come to Strofe and ask him why he
but
told
But I just
them.
Told you guys this.
Well, what is that? That has nothing
you
to do
You said somebody
us.
Might investigate it. You're not going to investigate it.
I don't know. People listen to the show. Your market manager listens
it's
to the
show. It's running
in the
upstairs area right now.
Well, that's on them, not me.
Mr. Accountability. Jason, thanks for joining us here on Kyle, Bruston, Nortman. Jets are playing their starters for the preseason game. Matt LaFleur is using data points that suggest that playing in the preseason may support lower injury in the first few weeks of the season. What do you make of his approach? Because it seems like it's been a year by year sort of figured out as we go.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with the great Mark Tauscher, even though by agreeing with him, some could accuse us of having groupthink.
I won't do that.
He said the beauty of citing NFL data is then you have a crutch. Right. Well, I didn't really want to play player X, Y, and Z, but the data told us that it was beneficial and helped them avoid injuries early in the season. I noticed there's no information about avoiding injuries in the actual game in which they're playing in the preseason, which is still possible, right? You're at risk every time you go out there. But it was interesting that he said that. I would also hasten to add that, they're not playing much. Like last year, you know, Jordan Love played three plays. The whole offense played three plays, and then they went to the backups. It was a 7-yard run by Josh Jacobs, a 2-yard loss on a swing pass from Love to Jacobs, and a 65-yard touchdown to Dontavion Wicks. And they were done not only for the day in Cleveland, but for the entire preseason. So, I again, Brian Bulaga and Mark Tauscher know a heck of a lot more about getting ready for a season as an NFL player than I do, but I just don't get what the value is in risking injury. And obviously in college football, there are early season games, but there are no preseason games. The stupid week zero thing I still don't understand, but all those games count. And, you know, they're going to get to 18 game regular season at some point. And they're going to have only two preseason games. We all know that the value is minimal to the guys that you know are already your starters and guys that are going to be on your team. These games, what makes them great are the guys like Omar Brown, seeing if he can parlay his success on family night into production in a game. Guys like Bo Melton, who, because Keyshawn Nixon wasn't doing teamwork today and because Nate Hobbs is out, he got to run with the ones at corner opposite Carrington Valentine.
How did he look?
I mean, he's going to play in this game. I don't know. I'm on the injured list with my foot, remember. So I'll be back at practice next week.
Okay, I'm sorry.
When the doctor clears me.
Do y'all know something's wrong with his foot? I didn't know anything was wrong with Jason's foot.
I listened to Weldon Tausch, so yes.
Turf toe.
Jason, I had a procedure done on Tuesday morning, and I couldn't shower 48 hours. I had it. Quarter inch of my toenail.
Wait, you don't wear
taken
underwear
out.
And you couldn't shower for 2 days?
No, I showered. I just keep half my body out of the shower. It's really weird.
So your pants are disgusting.
Yeah, probably. What's new?
All right. Well, that's not what we're here for.
Yeah, Jason. I'm sorry to hear you on the mend with the toe, the turf toe.
Yeah, it's a wimpy injury. There's no doubt about it. But you walk a far enough distance with it, and it becomes excruciatingly painful. So
hope you ain't got
I'm on the road to recovery.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, that is exactly what Chewy said. He said it was gout, and I have officially not been diagnosed with gout.
I don't want you to have the gout. Gout. But, Jason, I do want to know this for this preseason game coming up on Saturday. There's only so much people can learn, but what do you want to see from Lucas Van Ness on Saturday?
I'm sorry, you dropped. Van Ness, is that what you asked about?
I just want to know, what do you want to see from Lucas Van Ness?
I love when you ask him what he wants to see.
Well,
he's not a fan. Like, what do you expect to see?
Well, I'm saying, what does he want?
Improvement. I don't want any infighting here. Okay, I've been doing this a while, Ben. I can pivot a question to answer. Well, what the Packers are really going to be looking for. Is what we're all looking for, right? I'm not rooting for it necessarily, but he has shown during this camp that he's capable of more than what we've seen from him the first 2 years. He was very good on family night. He had some very good moments in practices. It looks like he is, A, healthy, not playing with a broken thumb all year, but B, looks like he's starting to kind of develop some counter moves, so it's not just always about the bull rush. I think there are encouraging signs. But again, signs only get you so far. Like, it's about consistency. And whether your name is Jordan Love, or your name is Dontavian Wicks, or your name is Evan Williams, all those guys that I mentioned and Lucas Van Ness have had good moments. Obviously, some of them more than others, right? I mean, Lucas Van Ness, he's got 7 sacks in his first 2 years. That's fewer than Will Anderson, who was taken 2 picks later with the pick swap with the Jets, had all of last season. He had 10.5 or something like that.
Jason, can I just interject really quickly? I met Will McDonald's mom. And she is very aware of the fact that her son, who is from Wisconsin, was passed up by the Green Bay Packers. They are tracking Lucas Van Ness, and she said, yep, we know. We know.
Yes. I don't like, yes, Will McDonald. Thank you. I would say this. If Lucas Van Ness plays at the level that he has flashed in camp, they're going to be really happy with him. If he doesn't, then he's not going to get the fifth-year option picked up next spring, and he's going to be in a contract year, and then they'll see if they move on from him. And if that ends up happening, that would make it very interesting, the track record on first-round picks for the Gutenator.
Talking with Jason Wilde here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Jason, I know some of your favorite players, and obviously Robin Yount from the 82 Brewers stands out to you. Have you felt yourself connecting with the 2025 Brewers at all with what they're doing with the 1982 Brewers?
Well, I've started eating pocket pancakes because that seems to be the trend. And Trisha Whitaker was here in Green Bay for quite a while early in her career at WBAY. So I've known Trisha for a while, and I texted her right away after that, after seeing that on Apple TV Plus. That was awesome. And I think that answers your question because I was watching a game, which I don't very often do. So I would give all the credit to Jesse Nelson that his galactically stupid suggestion that we need to be talking about Pat Murphy's employment status led me to take a little greater interest in how they were playing. And it just happened to coincide with them taking off and put together the best 60-game stretch in team history. So, yeah, I'm certainly, instead of putting on, like, Law & Order reruns on the TV when I'm writing at home, now it's Brewers baseball.
I respect it, Jason. Both decisions, Brewers baseball and a good love for the show Law & Order. We appreciate the time, Jason. Look forward to connecting with you on Monday when we have even more stuff to be shown in front of our eyes about this team.
I look forward to it, boys. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde. Listen to Jason 9 to noon across these very stations on Wilde and Tausch. And if you're a college student or a parent of a college student, just talk to one of our intern part-timers who's like already going back to college. Get to IKEA. Because if you're looking to make campus living comfortable, functional, and fashionable, let IKEA help you. Innovative storage solutions so you can maximize the space. You have fashionable bedding and accessories to make it feel like it's yours. IKEA is going to make college living feel like you are happy with your place. If you're a qualified college student, you can save even more with 15% off all IKEA purchases when you sign up for IKEA Family for free. Visit IKEA Oak Creek, IKEA Schaumburg, or check out the Ready for College section on IKEA.com/US. We're going to have some fun coming up next.
What is that? Why are we going to have so much fun?
I got a direct message, a request of somebody asking for me to blindly pick the fantasy football draft order of their fantasy football league. And I said, you gave me 12 names, but I need to know a little bit about each person so that Kyle and I together can put the order of their fantasy draft together. And let me say, the information that was provided is going to make for a hell of a segment next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
So they are lucky. Those other teams, whether it's Kentucky or whether it's Oregon or was it TCU?
That was TCU.
TCU, they're lucky I didn't play in that game. You got upset by a bad team, TCU.
on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad.
Oh, yeah. Just flow. Hey, Bradley. I miss you, bud.
Brad Nortman.
I love Lexi.
Successful vocal cord surgery. Wheeled out of there in a wheelchair today.
I know that.
I think Kyle is onto something.
I don't. What?
He's just letting us hear his voice.
Yeah. That we won't hear that voice anymore when he comes back.
So I'm really excited to do this because I think KBN Nation can help as well. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Alex Strofe, UKB Nation at 800-990-3776. A fantasy football league, the commissioner direct messaged me asking if I could help them announce and select their fantasy football draft order.
What an honor, man.
So I have, let's just make sure I'm correct here, because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 names. And I need Kyle to help me and you guys to help me because I have a tidbit about each person and we're going to slot them into a spot depending if we like their information
or not. Oh, so we're the randomizer.
Jesse is the commissioner of the league who reached out.
Hey, Jesse.
Greta is last year's champ.
Oh, wow. So are these some women?
It's a mix. It's a mix.
I like that. Little co-ed league they in. Greta.
What do you think about Greta? I mean, last year's champ, do we reward her or do we put her in a bit tough? I think she's got to earn it. I think you got to earn back-to-back.
I mean,
we'll put her in a solid spot.
Yeah, Greta's going to get a solid spot because she earned it. I don't like losers getting to be able to pick first at all. No. If you win, you earn the right to be able to have the best opportunity to repeat to show whether or not you have the skill set. So definitely going to have Greta up there. When she's picking, Greta's going to be definitely, she's going to have a top five pick in my book.
All right. Lauren loves Taylor Swift fantasy names.
Okay, so Lauren, you're barking up the wrong tree. I'm not a Swiftie. So that means Lauren's probably going to be picking eighth.
Yeah, I think seven or eight for Lauren, it makes sense. Taylor Swift fantasy names are a little too cliche.
Yeah, come on now, Lauren. Be better. Be better than that.
Justin always drafts the guy that gets hurt before the season even starts.
On purpose?
He drafted Brian Robinson an hour before he got shot.
Oh, wow. Well, shoot, I'm glad I'm not in the NFL.
Shoot.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what to do with that information.
Justin sounds like he's not very good at this, so he doesn't care. So maybe we get Justin at 12.
Just keep,
I'm writing it down.
Keep,
I'm writing,
keep,
yeah, I'm writing it
notes.
Down. I'm writing it down.
Andrew F. always drafts all the tight ends.
So Andrew likes tight ends. So you know what? Andrew definitely sounds like he's going to be on the back end as well.
But Andrew F.'s team name used to be Daddy.
Ooh.
And you and I like that energy. He's at the top.
I know why you like the tight end, because tight end's got that daddy feel. I like that. Andrew, you for sure top four. You might be top three. Top four for sure. Oh, Drew, okay. Drew liked them daddies. I like that, Drew.
Erica.
Drew. His name's Andrew.
No, it's Drew.
He's Drew.
No,
when you, daddy
hey,
Drew.
Hey, if your team name is Daddy, you Drew. Ain't no Andrew who's daddy. No, that's Drew over there. Drew, that's my boy Drew.
Drew is daddy.
Yeah, he's daddy.
Erica. All I get from Erica is she's a mom of two.
Oh, see, listen, mom of two.
Sweetheart.
I'm going to put Erica because she's probably going to forget about the draft. She's going to be top four as well.
Yeah, I like taking care of her.
Kyle was already determined as top four, and we're not even halfway through.
Well, that's why we're going through. Danielle is a ginger.
Listen, you know they say gingers is black. Yeah, that's what they said.
What?
Yeah,
you say that?
Y'all seen that on TikTok. Yeah, gingers are black.
That.
You know, I'm sure this league got to have some diversity.
So now, because gingers are black and you're black, she gets a better pick?
You got to even things out. She's probably only black in there, but she's a ginger. And gingers can be cute. Now, gingers are becoming cute nowadays. So, ginger, I'm going to put you top five, Danielle, because, you know, we got to have diversity in that league.
Now, top five doesn't mean it's always the best pick in a snake draft.
I don't mind
being 11.
That's true.
Kyle, we're only through seven names,
he's
and you've already said five of them are in the top five.
Well, I can
he
move
likes
some things
everybody
around.
Here. Mackenzie just moved to NYC, and we call her City Girl now. That's all I got.
You know I love me a City Girl. You know I love me a City Girl. We need to play some City Girl. She might City Girl might get bumped up top five.
Top five.
City Girl, top five, top six. City Girl, see what's her name? City Girl McKenzie. McKenzie the City Girl. I love me some City Girls, man. Artists too, the music. Oh my God. Real? Give up. You know what I'm talking about, Matt. Yeah, Madison Hayes, 24. She know what it is.
Alex is a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan.
Yep, he's going straight to the bottom. Alex, my friend, you are the ninth pick.
He's got a great name, though.
I repeat, Alex is the ninth pick.
Then we have Andrew H. lives in Cali. That's all I got.
Oh, he's a bro. Andrew H. He's getting a... Andrew H. is getting the 10th pick.
Jesse is me, commissioner of the league. She gave no information about herself.
Listen, you know what I love? Is that I like the fact that a woman is running this league. We need more women in leadership positions. So, Jesse, because you took the bull by the horn, you know what? To keep it nice and even, Jesse, I got you top six. Top six. So you might be right there in the middle.
Josh was a porta potty for Halloween.
Josh seems like a goofball.
Josh Alex is Strofe.
He doesn't take anything serious. Josh, I got you at the, who I got at 11th? Josh, you're probably going to be the 11th pick here.
Zach lives in, see, this is where they're confusing. Oregon or Oregon?
Oh, yeah. Zach here or he's on the West Coast? They got
and
folks
just
all
got married in June to Greta.
Oh, wow, the champion. Well, you know what?
The man of the house.
He's not the man of the house for not being the man of the house. Guess what, Zach? I'm going to put you ahead of your woman because she finished before you before. Zach, I'm putting you in number three spot. You're the top. You're third.
Jesse reached out to me, so I have a soft spot for her.
So you got Jesse.
So
top
here's
five?
How I have the picks. I have pick one is good. Pick two is good. Pick three is good. Pick four is good. Pick five is solid. Pick six is mid. 7 and 8 are bad. 9, I hate too. 10 is bad. I think 11's good and 12 is okay. Because you get the double back on the snake.
I'm riding them in right now. How I feel?
Well, no, we got to make this official right now.
I know. I'm riding my top
Strofe.
10
any
list.
Recommendations based off what you heard?
I am only writing down what Kyle said. So you have 12 people in this league. He said 8 of them would be in the top 5. He has slotted 4 of them. Zach with pick 3, Alex with pick 9, Andrew H. That's not the daddy Andrew. He's pick 10. And Josh is pick 11.
Yeah, I think...
I'm moving Zach to number one.
Andrew Daddy, Drew Daddy. Let's put him 2.
Yeah, Drew Daddy gets 2.
Drew Daddy, 2. You're picking 2.
Erica, what was good about... the gender, I'm putting the gender at 4.
Okay, that is...
Danielle.
Yeah, I love me a good black ginger.
You have... Jesus. You have Danielle at 4?
I like Danielle at 4, too.
Who's at 3?
Nothing yet.
I have Erica in the top 4. What was good about Erica?
She's a mama too.
Oh, Erica's number 3. Erica, she's gonna miss the draft. Erica's got kids crying and whining and running around everywhere.
We need her to pay attention early in the draft.
Yeah, because, you know, auto draft is gonna pop up.
All right, Drew is daddy. He's 2. Erica 3. Danielle 4.
I got Jesse at number 6. Unless you want to move
I'm gonna put Jesse to 5.
Jesse and then Greta at 6.
Because I think 5 is solid for the commissioner.
Yeah.
6 is a tough spot.
Put Greta there. She's the reigning champ.
Reigning champion's got to go. At 6.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a challenge.
I'm going to put Greta's husband, Zach, who just got married to the league champion.
I got him going on number 1.
We have him at 1 already.
I'm not putting him at 1. I haven't decided 1.
Well, this is unorganized.
What about my city girl, McKenzie?
Let's put the city girl on.
Real? Give up. Ooh! Act up. You can get smacked up. City girl number 1. Okay. Little New York, East Coast always
Cali wins. Bro gets 10.
Yeah, Cali Bro, that's Andrew H.
Yep, Andrew gets 10.
Already had him there.
I got Josh at 11, Justin at 12.
What was Josh's fact? Josh,
porta potty for Halloween doesn't take anything
serious.
Take anything
serious.
I got 8 for Josh. What do you guys have for
okay,
Josh?
We have 11 for Josh.
I got Josh at 8.
Okay, that's a
so who does that leave us? I got 1, 2, 3, 4 spots
Zach.
Left.
I've got 2 spots left.
We got Zach.
I have the official card.
I'm writing down everything you say.
No, I have the official card. McKenzie 1, Drew Daddy
Alex,
2, Erica,
Alex.
Danielle, Jesse, Greta.
Oh, you Zach at 6, you said?
I haven't put Zach anywhere.
Zach, you got at 7, and you have Alex at 9.
Yeah.
That's bogus to have Zach in the household with a champion.
You literally said, Zach, you're the first pick. Then you said he's the sixth pick. Now you don't have him slotted.
We're going to give Zach number 11.
No! Okay. Well, the bounce back. Okay. Okay.
So give him the bounce back, but not all the way at the back end.
And then Josh at 7, the goofball?
No. Josh is the porta potty at 8. I need 7, 9, and 12.
Well, Alex is 9.
6!
I haven't slotted Alex yet.
Greta is 6.
You just said you needed 7 and 11.
You shut up. I have the card. You're not the official scorekeeper.
Alex is 9. Justin is 12. Justin was, we didn't like, 12? We didn't like Justin. He's what was Justin? Say it again. What was his fact?
Oh, Justin always drafts a guy, people get hurt.
Yeah.
We're going to put him at 9. Justin's 9.
Okay, Justin's 9. So then what's Alex? 12?
The Bucks fan is...
The Bucks fan? What the hell did a Bucks fan
come from? Alex is the Tampa Bay Bucks fan, so he's either 7 or 12.
Put him at 7.
I agree. And I'm missing one.
Who was 12? Greta, Jesse, you got... Okay, McKenzie's number 1.
McKenzie's
Drew's,
1.
Drew's number
Drew Daddy
2.
2. Erica 3. Danielle 4. Jesse 5. Greta 6.
Alex 7.
Zach 7. Josh 8. Justin 9. Andrew 10. Zach 11.
Wait, you just got Zach twice. He just said Zach twice.
You want me to tell you how I had it, or do you want to go by the official list?
You got Zach twice.
Guys, McKenzie, Drew, Erica, Danielle, Jesse, Greta, Zach, Josh, Justin, Andrew.
Zach. Zach twice. Oh, interesting. Follow your official scoreboard, though. I'll shut up.
Who's the two I'm missing?
You're missing.
I don't know. Look at your magic scoreboard, pal.
You're missing. You got Josh. You got Justin. Alex. I had Alex. You want Alex 12? 7?
Alex 12. So who's getting 11?
Zach?
No, Zach's 7.
He's 7 and 11, actually.
Where's Justin?
Justin's 9. The worst.
Where's
he's
Jesse? Lauren!
5.
Lauren!
Who's Lauren?
You forgot
Taylor Swift.
Lauren, you get 11.
You forgot Lauren. All right, there we are.
McKenzie, 1. Drew Daddy, 2. Erica, 3. Danielle, 4. Jesse, 5. Greta, 6. Zach, 7. Josh, 8. Justin, 9. Andrew, 10. Lauren, 11. Alex, 12.
Come on, Daddy Drew.
That was an abject disaster. What a mistake by this league letting you select it.
It's official, folks. Sharpie it. That's the draft order. Congratulations.
Nah, I'm cheering
for
Drew.
Not Kirk Cousins League.
That's what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Are they based out of Wisconsin?
Yeah.
All right. Shout out to you. Shout out to Greta. Shout out to Jesse. Shout out to Black Danielle the Ginger. Shout out to Daddy Drew. And shout out to City Girl McKenzie.
We have 7 open spots in our ESPN KBN league for August.
I don't want to help you. You answer the calls.
No.
Your magic scorecard.
August 20th at Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
How many times is Zach picking?
A couple.
Free food, great prizes, and a full VIP experience for fans 21 up. Should we get 3 today? Let's get 3 people who want to be a part of KBN's league. 800-990-3776. Caller 369. 800-990.
Damn, she fun.
800-990.
Check it in, Shaq. It'll be one more time. Get low.
So again, August 20th is the date to join the Kyle Bruston-Ortman League at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Great prizes, free food, VIP experience. Caller 369 at 800-990-3776. Are going to be a part of our fantasy football league. Caller 369-800-990-3776. We'll see you at Pottawatomie Sportsbook on August 20th. That's August 20th, 800-990-3776. We wrap up the show next.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
We've called him Whitey Tighties. We've called him the Hall Monitor. He's Jesse Nelson. Like, he's just, I am Jesse Nelson. Kyle, you're Jesse Nelson.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Head on over to America's National Park of Speed, Road America. Get out of your house and enjoy great racing, great food, great environment. You can camp your RV out at Road America. You can't camp it out inside American Family Field. You can't do that when you go to other sporting events. When you go to Road America, you can camp out all weekend. Kids 16 and under are free with a paying adult at the gate. GT World Challenge is August 15th through the 17th. You come for that experience, and you stay for the race. Strofe, are our three new KBN fantasy football drafters excited?
Yeah, they're fired up. All three of them said they'll be there. I talked to Scott, who ended up being caller 9, and he said he's got some Brewers tickets to cash at Pottawatomie Sportsbook, so
nice.
It works out nicely for him. Congrats to Juan, Jeremy, and Scott. Looking forward to seeing you guys on August 20th.
Free food, baby!
They're going to be like, wait a second. That was the worst job ever, trying to pick an order for somebody else's fantasy football draft.
I thought KBN. We did a heck of a job. I don't know about you.
I thought Kyle was great. I lost track of all my peoples.
No, I love it.
That was absolutely awful.
I thought it was great. I love hearing about the people.
Did you message her the order?
She was listening.
Okay, well,
she's on YouTube.
I'll
right
also
now.
Send her the video if she wants it. Whatever.
Yeah,
she
we
needs.
Can cut the short clip. We're gonna continue on in 2 minutes. Dontrell Willis.
D-Train?
D-Train's got some high praise for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Wow.
LVN expectations heading into the preseason. Brian Bulaga, Torrey Lowe, a whole lot more. We're back in 2 minutes. You got Jim, Matt, and Molly in Madison, the Dam Sports Show in Beaver Dam. Check us on 94.5 ESPN and on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. We're back in 2 short minutes.
Out my windows because they're so beautiful from Universal Windows Direct. I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm being very honest. I was in my house yesterday, and we had the AC on for a little bit. We turned it off, and we didn't have it on late, and I went into my guest room, and I said, ooh, it's a little chilly in here. Why? It's because I have great brand-new windows that keeps the cool air inside. It does not let it out, and I want y'all to have that exact same feeling of when you turn the AC on, it cuts off quickly because that cool air stays inside your house, and that works with Universal Windows Direct. And right now with UWD, they have a great deal going on. Guess what? You can buy 2 windows, get 2 free. Yes, buy 2 windows, get 2 free, and there's no limit. You got 8 windows that you need replaced. Guess what? You only pay for 4. It is that simple. And here's the part I really love, y'all. You get no interest for 5 whole years. Yep, your boy has no interest for a whole five years with Universal Windows Direct. Their windows are energy efficient and are built to perform. They have this super spacer technology which helps keep the hot air out and the cool air in. If you want to have this great feeling, call them today at 414-410-2000 or visit them at universalwindowsdirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. And like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Alex Stroh on the show. No Brad Nortman, but I'm glad to hear he's alive. He's texted the Kyle Bruss Nortman group chat. What's going on, Stroh?
It's just, it's a doozy.
Is this more of an indictment on Brad or an indictment on me?
Yes. Brad. The answer is yes.
No. This is
an indictment of both.
From
of you.
Brad Nortman, who had vocal cord surgery today. He is not allowed to speak for 5 days. He can't even make a simple in his throat in the healing process of vocal cord surgery. So he definitely was under and, you know, get a little loopy after. It's pretty natural. So he took a long nap. He then follows up with a text. Kyle Bruss and Nortman, KBN dreams continue. Took a nap and had a dream about the fact that I joined the show and Ben kept trying to ask me questions to get me to talk. And he broke me and I talked.
That the fact that a man is dreaming about another man breaking him, that is it's so unfortunate, Ben. I want to blame Brad, but I... It's your fault, too.
How is this my fault?
Because you bullied the man. Now you're in his dreams. Has he had a dream where Strofer I did something mean to him? It's you.
It's always you.
It's you.
Is it me?
It's you every time.
Yeah.
Is this a problem?
Yes. That's a
problem. Yeah, you're Richard.
Dude, the guy's got to grow a backbone.
Maybe you got to be nice to him.
What's that, Mr. Canadian Fire Smoke?
I said, here we go again.
Yeah, let's leave the backbone alone. The man is—he's out. He's on the injured reserve right now. He's out. He's dreaming about you. That's crazy. The drugs made him dream about you. All the things in the world he can dream about, but once he got some of that good stuff, He was dreaming about you. That's not good. He wasn't dreaming about his future child, the great kids he's fostering, or his wonderful
big house.
Yeah, a big house. Nope, he's dreaming about working with Ben Brush trying to bully him into talking.
Chris chimes in on the Carpless Talking text line. Ben is Brad's boogeyman.
Obviously. Freddy Krueger, everything. Don't look in the mirror, Brad.
The strangest part, maybe not the strangest part, but the part that we have not discussed enough about Brad's vocal cord surgery is the sheer ridiculousness of having to go 5 full days without making a peep.
I didn't want to talk about it because I didn't want him to think about it.
Yeah.
But clearly, all he's thinking about. He's dreaming about it.
Yeah, he
on day
is.
One, might I add. How's he going to make it another 4 days?
Brad chimes back in. I woke up in a panic. I was like, no. Obviously, he didn't say this because he can't speak for 5 days, but he was thinking it.
Brad, just go back to sleep. Don't even listen to the show. I don't even want you to listen to the show. I don't want you to think about work. I want you to think about everything that's great, like islands, your future baby coming.
I also don't want him to listen to the show until he can say words. Because I do right now want to talk about
Strumpf
how
is a jerk.
Impossible it would be.
Why am I a jerk?
Because you just told him, how are you going to make it 4 days, Brad? That seems horrible. You just texted him that. You don't think he knows? He's living it.
I don't mean it in a rude way.
No, you suck.
You have no awareness.
The man has to go through this, and instead of just letting it be,
he's
not
listening.
Turn the radio off, Brad. Just turn it off.
Or the stream, or the YouTube.
He's silent laughing. Silent
no,
laughing.
No, see, that's the problem. We don't need you laughing.
Heal.
Stop it.
Heal, Brad, heal.
Goodness gracious.
Because
he said, I can't laugh, so I'm silent laughing. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
I'm serious.
Well, I actually think
surgery is not free.
Do you think he's incapable of laughing? Like, I don't know how vocal cord surgery
works. He probably
work.
Can laugh, but it probably
it
is
would,
painful.
It would hurt.
He
it
may
would
have,
mess up the surgery.
Yeah,
it needs to heal.
They went in there and they used the scalpel and they cut. So basically, they cut something off of that man. That he is in pain. He just can't.
No, he's
feel
not
it.
In pain right now.
He's in loopy land.
He's loopy land.
Because
he's laughing.
He's numb
silent
up.
Laughing.
What is that?
What does that
mean?
Even mean?
Exactly.
Can you silent laugh?
You think he's just like bouncing?
You know how he was on
you can't
sugar.
Silent laugh?
No, you can't.
There's no such thing. He is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Turn it off.
Brad, go back to bed.
You saw Brad loopy on sugar. Imagine him loopy on stuff the doctor's office gave him. Come on now. That man is on a whole other planet right now.
I think if I had to put an order of who would be able to handle not talking for 5 days in a row, it would be Brad, me,
no.
Then Kyle, then Strofe.
It's definitely me last. I agree with that.
You're more than me. I would
Kyle
go
would
crazy.
Break. All I need to do is
I think
sit
all
there
three of us
sports.
Would break. Yeah, but no. Yeah, but listen.
No, I would break. I would
you
break.
Think you could go 5 full days without going,
no.
Hi, baby?
Ooh,
you got me there.
You got
me
got
there.
With that one.
Hi, honey.
Hey, you're not making it 5 days.
Hi,
I can't
honey.
Believe she delegated the week.
Yeah.
I can't believe Brad just called my woman a cat.
Yeah. That's one of the last things that old Brad voice did. I tell you, the disrespect. The disrespect. But I feel bad for the guy. But don't listen, Brad. Just don't listen. I couldn't do it.
Oh, now Strofe doubles down. That seems horrible. Thanks, Strofe. You got this would be great.
Brad is he's
well,
he,
hold on.
He's loopy.
Isn't it a vote of confidence from us that we all said yes? Brad is definitely
the most equipped. Yeah. But he definitely shouldn't be listening to this because he's silent laughing, which isn't a real thing.
What does that mean? I picture him bouncing.
But no, but like if you're bouncing, like that would just be weird. Like laughing is an expression. Like with your like ha ha like you can't laugh not.
Brad, you got this, but that seems horrible.
Oh,
silent laughing?
All of the above seems horrible.
Yeah, Strofe.
I'm
duh.
Sorry you're going through this. You got this, but geez, it seems horrible.
He feels like he's in a silent movie from the 1920s.
Brad, listen.
Is he in black and white?
Brad, listen. You played in the NFL. You got there. You know, though it was a punter, you still are elite at what you do. You have a great regiment. You have a great mentality. You're a soldier. When it comes to a football field, not a military war, because you ain't that good. But you're going to be able to make it. I'm talking to a seat like
room.
He's here.
You are talking to him like he's here. He's not here.
You're going to make it through, buddy. Trust me. You got
he's on the YouTube
out.
Chat in all caps. He is so loopy.
Yeah,
he says, I am alive, KBN Nation. Brewers!
Lexi, take the phone from him.
Take the phone from him before he do something he ain't
Give
supposed to
do.
Give
him some more drugs. Put him to sleep.
Yeah, put him back to bed. This is not good. Not good at all.
Brian Bulaga joins us next before the Homer Hour.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
You should be happy Pac-Man Jones has had this on his headphones, or he definitely would have pulled it up on you.
I think Pac-Man's lucky I didn't have this on my headphones.
Oh, you right?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.